Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, and it is your home for LSU baseball. You'll be able to hear coverage of LSU West Virginia this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if it happens, a Monday game, you can hear it right here on the Big 870 also. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from TigerBait.com, he's covered a lot of LSU baseball games in his lifetime. Buddy Songe, buddy, what's happening, my man?
Good to talk with you, Mike, on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. A lot of anxious moments for Tiger fans. They looked unbeatable posting two quick shutouts, 7-0 against Little Rock, and then Skull Dragon then shutting out DBU 12-0, and then got back to reality. A lot of waiting, a lot of intenseness, but they prevailed, and thank the good Lord, Jared Jones the Bear has awakened. And if they can get him and a couple other guys hot, I think they got a chance to punch their ticket to Omaha this weekend, Mike.
Buddy, you and I have seen a lot of baseball and football through our lifetime here at LSU. I thought last night what Cason Evans did in the moment, okay, because, man, ain't nothing going right for you. I mean nothing is happening right for you. For an 18-year-old freshman to come in there to do what he did, that, what you watch, is a moment of a lifetime. Very, very few athletes, people say, oh, that's not that difficult to do. Well, how come somebody else didn't do it? That's my deal, if it was that easy to do. What Cason Evans did last night to basically get the fire hose out and put out the fire when it was blazing pretty good, that goes down as one of the major moments in LSU baseball history.
No doubt about it. I've been trying to verify all day, Mike, the most consecutive strikeouts for an LSU pitcher. Cade Anderson started last year as a freshman against Southeastern and struck out the first 7, but 9 in a row, and he was getting ahead of the count. And believe it or not, guys, I'm here to say that umpiring wasn't great last night, but it's still been appreciably better than the SEC. But, Mike, I agree with you 100%. And talk about timely. That place was a nervous wreck last night. The box was quiet. They're getting beat 5-1 after losing the night before 10-4. And a lot of people were kind of freaking out. My phone's blowing up. I said, sit tight. I think they're going to pull it out 9-7. But, boy, baseball is a different animal. I think Ben McDonald said it best. Little Rock would get beat by LSU 100 out of 100 in football, not to Cason baseball. But speaking of Cason, as in Cason Evans, phenomenal. And I don't ever remember anybody striking 9 consecutive batters out with the Tigers, but I've yet to verify that with Mr. LSU baseball, Bill Franquez.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is we got to see Ethan Fry, the former high school quarterback from Rose Pine High School, and as a designated hitter, when they needed the bat to come through, he made it happen for them. And again, because you need everything in baseball. You need to have the pitching. You need to have the hitting. LSU's bats had gotten cold, and you needed some guy to step up and say, hey, get out the way. I got it. And that's what Ethan Frye did last night.
Well, not only did he do that, Mike, but he did it in the two-hole. And let's give Jay Johnson some credit. Yep. He was sticking with Jared Jones all this time. And quite frankly, folks, Jared Jones has probably been embarrassed. He's been striking out so much. Over 70 times this year. Does have 20 home runs. Hit 28 last year. I thought he'd hit 30. Down a little bit. But lo and behold, when you start talking about the attitude of the fans, they stayed with them and to come back. But look, that was special, but they still got to play a little bit better. But Mike, have you ever seen such craziness with all the regionals? Seven of the top 16 got beat, four of them in the SEC, and all of them at home. But yeah, Cason Evans and all of the as you talked about, Ethan Frye, you move him up to the two hole, you put Milam at three, Danny Dickerson at four, Jake Brown at five, and then Jared Jones, where he should have been, Mike, the last couple of games. Jay made the move, took a gamble, and he hit the long ball at six. You see different pitches at six than you do at two, as you well know.
No, no question about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Charlie?
You know, buddy, Mike and I were talking about the heroic performances in this game, and we already mentioned a couple of them with Cason and Ethan, but also giving a tip of the cap to Luis Hernandez, who's been really, really good for the Tigers all season long. And, you know, catching all the games that they played defensively, but then coming up huge in multiple moments in last night's game, just hammering two solo home runs to left field. You know, what, the first one tied the game up in the sixth inning, and then, you know, the insurance run in the eighth inning that ended up being the winning run in the entire game. So Luis Hernandez, both defensively and, you know, coming alive at the plate as well with two gigantic hits.
Hey, Charlie, been thinking about you since the end of the regular season. You know, you and I had the discussion with Mike a couple of weeks ago about if 19-11 would get it done as a national seed.
Right.
I know you wanted to see them get to 20, but they did blow one against Carolina, got to that 19, got in at that six spot, but there's no doubt about it. Look, the three stars last night were Cason Evans, Luis, and as you alluded to, those are two big home runs. And then Ethan Frye. Mike, I don't know what would have happened. That crowd was so nervous at 5-1. As soon as you get the base-clearing three-run double, that puts it to 5-4. You tie it up, and as Charlie alluded to, when he goes yard a couple of times, you started to feel like LSU was gonna take it to the house. And here's another tidbit to Jay Johnson. He did it in the SEC tournament. He brought in Eisen to close out the first game after Anderson, he won so well. And he brought him back again for the last inning or so. And so now, right now, I don't think Jay would trade his top three starters for anybody in the country. Whether you go Eisen on Saturday, and take, in case you didn't hear, folks, 1 o'clock Saturday on ESPN, 5 o'clock Sunday on ESPN2, Monday if needed. But, guys, Charlie and Mike, you got to like Kate Anderson and Anthony Eisen and, of course, Cason Evans. But good point, Charlie. The man needs a day off his feet. That was brutal in that heat. And, you know, catchers, he got beat up. He's on the ground chasing balls, and everybody knows how tough it is with a great curveball. But a lot of great performances last night. And, you know, Mike, this is a great thing about baseball. This is why Ben says it's the greatest game. You and I think football is the greatest game because we love it so much. But, man, oh, man, that the tension and that these guys were the number 243rd team ranked in the country a couple of weeks ago before they got out.
Yeah, Cinderella stories are awesome in college baseball. And, you know, Murray State has one going to Super Regionals and taking out the Ole Miss and the Oxford Regional as well. But, buddy, I wanted to ask you, because you kind of alluded to it there, with, you know, the LSU pitching staff and how they line up for this weekend, the left side of the bracket in the College World Series tournament ends up being, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday Super Regional games, whereas the right side is the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that obviously is gigantic for LSU. I want to get your thoughts on it, because now Cade Anderson, who threw this past Saturday, is going to be on full week of rest entering Saturday's game against West Virginia. You know, Anthony Eisen gets a little bit extra rest as well. And then Cason Evans, potentially, if you need him for a Monday game against West Virginia, would be on a full week of rest too. So I want to get your thoughts on how LSU's pitching lines up, because with regional play, it's a little bit different. Super regionals, when you have the two-headed monster that LSU has with Cade Anderson and Anthony Eisen, you just need to win 2 of 3 against your super regional opponent. So I think it sets up really well, especially with the full week of rest for Cade Anderson and the guys getting ready for the Saturday, Sunday, Monday series.
Well, the great thing about what Cason Evans did last night is he's probably going to be the Friday night starter. Most folks, LSU fans, and know this by now, Cade Anderson is old enough to go, and he's been ranked in the top 3, 4, 5 in the draft next year. Eisen's going to go, and so you're going to need Evans next year to be a starter probably on Friday night. But look, Charlie, you make a good point. I don't know which way he will go, because he's done that with both those guys. I mean, just to give you some stats real quick, Eisen for the year, 10-2 with an ERA of 2.50, 130-plus strikeouts. Cade Anderson, 9-1, 3.2 ERA with 156 strikeouts. And then we just talked about the job that Cason Evans did, striking out 9 in a row. And, guys, I know I gripe about umpiring a little bit, but I want to ask you guys, have you seen the umpiring get a little bit better in postseason versus SEC play, Charlie?
Yeah.
I would say marginal.
In some regionals it was better, in others it wasn't. I was keeping an eye on squeeze play this past weekend. That's like the one thing that ESPN does really, really well with college baseball, is being able to watch all the different games and have, you know, the quadrants of, you know, what's going on and the best action and the regional play. Some of it was good, buddy, and then other times you just see, you know, umpiring decisions that make you scratch your head a little bit.
The other thing about it is the dude last night, he was consistently bad with the strike zone for both teams.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just about LSU. It was about both. Man, a couple of times I saw pitches, you know, and he would call it a strike, and I was, man, that looked inside to me. But whatever, you know, but again, that's what you're going to get, and it's all, you know, everybody takes a different look at
element.
The strike zone when they behind the plate. Last question for you, buddy, is always believe in moments of time. I don't care if it's in your personal life, if you're meeting someone, if it's in your business world. There are moments in time that sort of changes your course of history. And there are still chapters to be written on this LSU baseball team. But do you think maybe last night is going to be that defining moment for this LSU baseball team?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think if Arkansas doesn't win it all this year, they're never going to win it. I think they set up well. LSU's got to pitch and to win it. It's, and 982 is an incredible fielding percentage for a Jay Johnson club. They generally don't field and play defense like this. Everybody knows what the infield has done. But, Mike, I think they're going to get to Omaha, but they've got to be a little bit more consistent with the bats if they're going to win at all. But certainly I think it was a great moment for them to be in a position to win a couple games and get to Omaha. But you know how it is, guys. You got to peak at the right time. I do think Arkansas, if they get there, is due. LSU, though, believe it or not, Charlie and Mike, on one of the betting sites, the favorite, plus 300 to win it all.
I saw
Arkansas
that.
Right behind them. You saw that?
I saw it.
They've got an opportunity, but I think everybody I've talked to today, they want Jay to keep the lineup the same. Ethan Fry in the two hole, Jared Jones at six. You get Luis to start hitting the long ball. And look, Steven Monster Milam, if he gets hot and starts hitting the long ball. But it's been a lot of fun. But I got to be honest with you guys, a lot of tense moments after two quick shutouts. People thought it was going to be a breeze. And once again, another four-hour game last night. We shut the lights off at midnight. Once again, it's been late night out at the box the last four nights.
Yeah, buddy, you know, one thing with sports, it does have a lot of fickle moments to it. And we've got to see it in front of our very eyes over 3 or 4 days. The really good moments, the bad moments, and then last night you saw something sort of special happen where, you know, a couple of young guys really stood up when they needed to. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us, my man. Always appreciate your time and your insights.
All right, guys, enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. Buddy Songy from TigerBait.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.